RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. For more on our 212 offers, visit your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
And what a terrific weekend of sport it was. There was so much of it on. Darren Frehel's back. Hi, Darren.
Hello again, Audrey. Yes, there were so many great stories from the weekend, and we'll give pride of place to Jonathan Caldwell this morning. He won the Scandinavian mixed event in Sweden to win his first European Tour event. And what a brilliant final round as well from Jonathan. 8 birdies, an eagle, including 2 birdies in the final 3 holes to win it with a 64. 8 under for the day, 17 under for the tournament. His second shot on 18 actually was the shot of the tournament. Pushed his drive out right, but despite being in heavy rough, hit it to a couple of feet of the pin, and that turned out to be the winning putt. Biggest win of his career. The prize fund, maybe less than some of the other bigger tournaments, over 160,000 for him, but the big prize, a 2-year exemption on the tour, and he can now pick and choose his events on the main tour. It's potentially a life-changing win for him, and he found it hard to take it all in.
Probably a bit of disbelief, to be honest. It's been a dream of mine for an awful long time, obviously. A lot of hard work goes into it, so it's just hasn't quite sunk in yet, but hopefully more to come. 2009, played my first year, lost my card, played many tours and challenge tour over the years, worked as well in a local golf store, it's been a long road, but finally I'm here. The golf club at home will probably be going bonkers, so just put a tab on and crack on, guys, and enjoy. My parents, obviously.
Take your time.
They've been with me the whole way, so I look forward to talking to them tonight.
Yeah, life-changing, as I said. Well done, Jonathan. He filled us all in there, where he came from, but now he has arrived on the European Tour. I'm pretty sure they enjoy that one as well back home. Leona Maguire finished inside the top 10 on the LPGA Tour event in California. Seamus Power had a top 20 finish on the PGA Tour. Now, we had a bit of everything in the Allianz Leagues over the weekend. Late drama, controversy too. In football, game of the weekend was between Monaghan and Galway. Went to extra time and Monaghan won it with the last kick of the game. And it's hugely significant because it means Monaghan retained their Division 1 status, Galway relegated. Armagh also stay up, Mayo and Kildare promoted from Division 2. Tipperary lost to Longford in the Division 3 playoff, and that means that they, the Munster champions and the Ulster champions, Cavan, will be in Division 4 next season. Antrim won promotion to Division 3, and the controversy came in Kildare's win against Meath. Andy McEntee, the Meath manager, claiming that one of his players was spat at by an opponent. So more on that in a moment. Former Armagh All-Ireland winner Oisín McConville joins me. Oisín, first of all, I think the leagues are all but done and dusted at this stage. Overall, your thoughts on a very different campaign?
Yeah, thanks, Darren. It was a very shortened season as regards the league, but I think, when we thought there was no league finals, we thought maybe some of the action might be diluted at the weekend, and maybe that was the case for right at the top with the Division 1 semi-finals. But other than that, I thought it was pretty riveting weekend. I think the league has offered us unbelievable entertainment in the last number of years, and as I say, even though it was a shortened format this year, I think it was the same. I think people genuinely felt very entertained, and it threw up a lot of shocks, over the weekend, none more so than the Ulster champions and the Munster champions. 7 months ago they were celebrating, and now they're in Division 4, and that's a massive blow to both of those counties.
Sure, I think they'll be the two big losers over the weekend. Who were the big winners, Oisín, and do we see any new challengers to Dublin later this summer?
Well, just very quickly, I was in Killarney, and Kerry, I know we've lauded that forward line, but they were unbelievable at the weekend. Obviously, some were pretty shocking, but the big winners, I think, the Armagh and Monaghan surviving in Division 1, the Monaghan game had absolutely everything. I think the only thing it didn't have was penalties, and we were very close to that happening. I think Offaly and Derry, that's significant for them as well. and Monaghan and Louth and Antrim coming out of Division 4. I mean, that's massive for those teams. Nobody wants to be down there in Division 4. They want to be, you know, making their way through the division. So, you know, that's they're the real winners, I suppose, from the weekend.
Sure. Just finally, Oisín, Meath manager Andy McEntee claimed after the Kildare defeat that one of his players was spat at. That's a very serious allegation, but is it a very difficult one to prove?
It's a difficult one to prove, and you know, even seeing the pictures last night, you know, nothing was obvious. The thing I would say is that it is unfounded at the moment, but if proven, I mean, to spit at somebody, you know, it's just absolutely despicable. And I think if that is proved, then you know, you just gotta have to throw the book at whoever that is. But as I say, you know, for now, it's unfounded, you know.
Oisín, great talking to you. Next time we speak, we'll be talking about Championship, and we're all looking forward to that conversation, aren't we? Oisín McConville there. Good talking to him. He'll be back with us again in a couple of weeks' time. Now, Galway's hurlers beat Cork to become joint champions with Kilkenny, and if the sides meet again in the Championship, it'll double up as a league final. Wins also in Division 1 for Waterford and Limerick. In the Littlewoods National Camogie League, Kilkenny got the better of Tipperary. Galway also had an extra time victory against Cork. That was a dramatic one too. England have met a winning start to the Euros. 1-0 win against Croatia. Raheem Sterling with the only goal of the game at Wembley. Their manager Gareth Southgate has dismissed any talk that win will put even more pressure on his team.
The pressure is what we decide it to be, and we've talked about this as a group. We have opportunities to be the first to do things. I didn't realise today was the first win in an opening game, so that's something that they've managed to achieve that no other team has done. We just focused on what is this team about. Where do we want to go? How do we work as a group? Build on the performances, build on the training that they've all put in over the last 2 weeks. We're on to the next and preparing for a really tough game on Friday.
Yeah, they were really impressive yesterday, weren't they? Netherlands had a bit of a crazy game against Ukraine. They won it 3-2. They actually went 2-0 up, but Ukraine came back, and then the Dutch needed a late winner to secure the win. Game of the weekend, certainly. Austria, 3-1 winners against North Macedonia. Three more games today. Scotland and Czech Republic is at 2. Poland plays Slovakia at 5, and it's Spain against Sweden at 8 o'clock tonight. All those games live on RT2. Novak Djokovic came from 2 sets down to beat Stefanos Tsitsipas in the French Open final. It's his 19th Grand Slam win. And finally, Eddie Dunbar finished 4th on the final stage of the Tour of Switzerland. He finished 12th overall in the general classification. That's your sport for now.